Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Stuck in a fitness rut? You're not alone. Many of us at the gym, we've got a routine in hand. We think we're pushing our limits and we're really going for it, but then we need to step back and ask ourselves, are we really just truly testing our potential, or have we settled into a comfort zone without even realizing it? Man, oh man, I have faced that a few times, even in the past few years. And so if you're in that point, or know that, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up, that may happen to you. You know, I'm just kind of giving you some awareness moment here. But if you are at that point, it's time to redefine what you're truly capable of. For more on breaking out of your fitness comfort zone, head over to talktoperry.com. I know I say it all the time, but if you are that one that's like, man, it just seems like I'm just in this rut, or I just keep doing the same old, and I'm not going anywhere, that's where I can help you out and help you elevate. So talktoperry.com is where that's at, where we can have that conversation. So just imagine for a bit that you're at your gym, or maybe it's your home gym, whatever, and it's just the same machine, same weights. You've had the same calendar day in, day out, and you've gotten pretty good at it. It becomes second nature. I remember doing that as well, and it wasn't until I think it was Tony Horton that was saying, you know, the pitch or the angle that P90X was built upon was this periodization where you're constantly having the muscles guess or needing to adapt. And, you know, you get to a certain point where the muscles have kind of gotten used to doing the same routine, same exercises, same use. And so you switch it up. And now you're using them in a different way, or you're engaging different muscle groups for the next phase. Each phase, you're doing something different. And as you go through, your muscles change. You're testing things out. And so that's what I loved about that program. I did so many rounds of that. And there are a few other programs that I've done several rounds where where each phase, you're kind of mixing it up. Because I realized my routine before got to be where I just got really good at my routine. I knew what to expect. And most of the time, I was not pushing all that hard. I'm just telling myself, I'm showing up, getting my routine done, getting on with my day. And I knew that I could just show up and do the curls and do the presses and do the lunges and squats and all that stuff, or do the little cardio routine. And it was just over and over and over. And I could kind of go through the motions. But it really wasn't helping me grow. And so I began to think, I think it was when P90X came out, scared me to death, to tell you the truth, because I had never exercised that way ever. But I started thinking, what can I do? Is it possible to elevate? And my mind was starting to try to convince myself not to do it. Because it's like, yeah, you're about to turn 40. What are you out to prove? It's not like you're going to go out and do a bodybuilding competition. It's not like you're going to go out and be strolling the beaches with six-pack abs. It's not like you're... And so I just tell myself these stories. And that way, I could keep myself safe, keep myself in my own little groove, and not need to challenge myself. But I think we are meant to grow. We are meant to constantly evolve. We're meant to constantly challenge ourselves. And I think with just programming from how we were brought up or what societal norms tend to be, we tend to get into pockets where we just settle and be okay with good enough and tell ourselves, good enough, you did it. And I was okay with that because at least I was showing up. I wasn't just sitting on the couch doing nothing, which was not helping me at all with my energy, with how I felt, with just even my mindset. If the couch stuff works for you, that's fine. But it wasn't for me, and I needed a change. But I didn't know if I was ready to invest the time in making the change, especially the energy and the shift. But I started asking myself, what if? Why not? What's stopping you other than you trying to talk yourself out of it? And so I think whether you go to a gym, or for me, it was a home gym. Maybe it could even just be getting out and running or walking or whatever. We've got the chance to challenge ourselves, to challenge that usual or that normal. I know a lot of times people say, oh, this is my new normal. But challenge what that status quo is and just say, you know what? I'm out to discover my extraordinary. Now, when I went to do that, there's ways to challenge yourself without having to say, I'm going to sign up for a competition of any sort. But there are people out there that will sign up for the competition because in their mind and in their actions, it requires them to step up their game to meet that challenge. I love that. I think that's really cool. So that's why I tell people, you know, if you're inspired to push your gym routine further, you know, there's a whole world of potential waiting for you. You know, what's that next level up? You don't have to go for the big enchilada, should you want, unless you want to, you know, make sure that's healthy vegan cheese and all that stuff, make non-dairy stuff. Why did I use enchilada as my example? But there's a whole world of potential waiting for you. Let's explore it together over at TalkToPerry.com. You know, that's where, I mean, every so often, you know, I'll think I'm going to do another round of this, or I'm going to do another round of a routine that I hadn't done in years, but I'm going to challenge it in a different way. And that's what I did with even the P90X stuff. You know, for those of you that are fans out there, I started even to mix up the routine that was already there that I had done several cycles of. Now I got good at doing P90X stuff. Well, what if I did it in reverse order? What if I did a little mashup routine? What if I did doubles this time? It was just challenging myself in new ways to not only keep it interesting, but to challenge that usual, challenge that comfortable. And then the gym, you know, whether yours is indoor, outdoor, wherever it is, it becomes your lab for experimenting with routines and pushing past mental barriers. That's the big key. It helps you push past limits that you've been putting on yourself. So the gym, it's not just a place to sweat. A lot of people just do that there. It's a platform for growth, testing our limits, breaking new ground, and not settling for the familiar, but challenging it. So this week, take a look. Challenge one aspect of your gym routine. Maybe it's going heavier on weights. Maybe it's a few extra reps, or maybe it's heavier weights going less reps. Maybe it's time under tension. Maybe it's trying a new machine. Maybe it's extending your workout time. But don't make it a once thing. Say, over the next 30 days, I'm going to test this out. That's the way I used to approach things. It's like, over the next 30 days, I'm going to test out. And one of my biggest challenges was testing myself to see if I could like vegetables since they tormented me all my life growing up. Do I really hate vegetables? Are they really that important to the body? Let me test this out, see if I could tolerate them, figure out a way to gag them down. Oh, I'm not even gagging them down anymore. That's what I learned along the way. So just observe how those small shifts can lead to significant breakthroughs for you, not just in the gym, but totally beyond the gym. And just know you can choose to use your power and take control and really challenge those things that you have been limiting yourself on and level up, or you can let excuses, justifications, doing the same old, even comparison, you can let that control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to TalkToPerry.com. That's TalkToPerry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend. If you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast, it helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.